Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, I got both my wingmen in place today. Got Zambo.
Gaga!
And my brother Alex.
How you doing, guys?
I'm very excited because my gorgeous wife, my beautiful Danielle, my love, my wonderful woman, is here in studio with us, and she's sure going to rip me apart tonight.
Hey, Alex, is Brim a tree?
Hey,
that was the sappiest crap I've ever heard.
I need to get love. Move the microphone closer to your face. Yes.
That was the sappiest crap of the...
Not you. Stop. I'm talking about my wife.
Jesus Christ. That was the joke,
Jesus
Alex.
Christ.
You're an idiot.
Move that a little closer to you, hon.
Never.
I don't need to eat it.
You do need to eat it.
Yeah, actually,
anyway,
you kind of do.
So, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce. Making soy sauce cool again. Mane & Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret in Beyer Dynamic. High quality audio technology. The right product for everything you need. Now.
Are you recording him while we're on the show?
Today's secret word is...
No.
Today's secret word is mustard.
That lady would love it.
Yes. Oh, Ruth's Mustard. Shout out to Laurel.
Yeah, Laurel.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Laurel.
Yeah, Laurel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's mustard.
So
the rule of the show is just like Pee-wee's Playhouse, my love. So this way, anybody listening at home, if you hear the magic word, the secret word, you need to scream real loud.
Forgot what the word was.
It's mustard. So no matter what you're doing, if you're out at a ball game and you're getting a hot diggity dog, and you want to put some ketchup on it and then a little mustard. You got to scream real loud. Even if you throw the hot dog in the air and it falls on the floor, sucks for you. Buy another one. Get with the program. You know what I'm saying?
If you get a cramp and you got to, you know, take a spoonful of it and, get rid of it.
Exactly.
Boom.
Or a spoonful of sugar.
Yeah.
It helps the medicine go down.
The medicine go down.
But you do know that a spoonful of mustard can help you get rid of a cramp, a Charlie
That's
horse.
Literally what I just said.
Don't do that while I'm drinking water. That was bad.
What happened?
Are you choking?
I almost did.
Was it the mustard?
You said the M word while I was drinking water, and I don't know if you heard me, but it was literally like,
excuse me, the M word is not okay.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. Because that's
I almost spit water on the computer.
The M word is never okay.
You're doing what you're supposed to do.
I am. I'm trying.
M.
Yeah, as in Mancy.
Like,
M as in
Mancy. All right, we've had enough M words. No, don't do it, Brim.
Anyway, so the first thing I want to talk about is the fact that, and I'm going to come back to hot dogs a little bit later, so we might be using the M word a little bit later as well.
That's fine.
But the other day, so I took Danielle and Haley to get their nails done. And I've got to tell
you,
so what did you get? What is it called, the nail thing?
Dip.
The dip. Okay, so.
The dip!
It's powder.
Yeah, and it's like a powder thing.
Not the dip.
And whatever. Not the dip.
Sorry.
That's Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
That was good.
Go.
What is, not the dip. I can't do his voice. You could do the voice, though.
Please. Not the dip.
So,
Something like that.
What do you call it? It cost 60 freaking bucks
Wild.
To get this thing done. I don't understand. Okay.
Look at these.
No, they're pretty. They're really beautiful.
Look at these.
No, so they're cute. Really pretty, but you know,
I love the gradient.
$60 freaking.
That's why.
Because they took the time
because
to make
gradient.
It. Because of the gradient.
Yeah.
So they look pretty and they look beautiful on you, but you know, $60, and then she insisted. I give her like $10 for a tip, and she goes, "No, more." I'm like, "Well, how much more?" She goes, "More." I'm
and
like,
"You know for a
how
fact
much?" She's that- like, "I pull out a 20," and she's like, "Thank you." I was like, "What?"
Well, you didn't have any other change.
I either give her $100 or give her a $20 tip.
No,
I mean,
but she also worked really, really hard to do that.
Okay,
like,
and you know
that
she was talking smack about that ish the whole time while she was doing your nails.
No,
so.
What the funny thing is, like the entire time they were all like running over and looking at the job that the woman was doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it might have been the first time they did this.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Right?
That's kind of nice.
And they were all so excited. They went and grabbed their phones, and this little Asian woman was like running to her. And,
yeah,
I got to take
finished,
picture. It was
she,
really fun.
She took pictures of my nails and video of them.
It was cool. It was interesting.
Cool. She was excited.
Yeah.
She was psyched.
She was super psyched.
I know.
So anyway, so that's what an $80 nail looks like. That's $80 nails.
I believe it. I've had my nails done before.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Did you get $80 nails?
I think when I did mine, they came out to about $50-$60. They weren't that much. But I also went with like three or four other people, so they probably got us a deal.
You filthy swine!
How dare you? How dare you?
Did you get anything fancy?
I got black, orange, and silver to match the outfit that I was going to be wearing for that weekend.
Okay.
I've gotten my cuticles done, and it hurts, man. It hurts.
Meanwhile, okay, so there was this woman there, and she was sitting in the seat, and so the little Asian woman is sitting and working on her feet, okay? And this woman, like, in the middle of the place, like, really loud, "Oh, you got the ingrown nail. Thanks for getting it. Oh, it's okay, honey. It's okay that it's bleeding. Just keep going. It's fine." I'm sitting here going, "Are you serious? Like, really? Like, are you kidding me?" And meanwhile, and the woman is, like, freaking out, like, this woman's bleeding because she, you know, she pulled out the ingrown nail. So this lady is still saying, "Oh, no, what if I could just dip it in the water and it'll be fine. It'll stop bleeding
that
in the water."
No, that's not how that works.
Like, seriously? This poor Asian woman, I swear to God. She was just like, ugh, I don't know.
Blame Canada!
Anyway.
Blame Canada!
So moving forward for Valentine's Day, what do you call it? I wanted to talk about this too. So we went over to Vincent's Clam Bar, which was one of our favorite places to go for Italian food. And what
it was
call
such it? A great night, Brim. Thank you so much for bringing me.
And Alex had a fantastic time. what do you call it? No, so Danielle and I went and with the little one, with Haley. And it was a last minute, you know, plan, because usually I'll cook. But we wound up doing, you know, I figured, you know, I don't feel like cooking. I've been going for weeks straight. Let's go out to a nice meal. So I contacted my friends over at Vincent's. They were like, "No problem. I'll get you in." You know, they set us up with a really nice spot, the whole nine, what do you call it? And that place is booked up for weeks ahead of time before Valentine's Day. So thank you so much to Vincent's, what do you call it? They brought us out some really good extra
treats.
Good
job, guys.
You guys were awesome. But while we were there, this is my little, like, thing that kind of perturbed me
a little
bit.
What's your little thing, Brim?
My little thing is what my wife plays with, but that's aside the point.
Is
now,
Wait, but that's not little. We know I've seen... No.
Don't make me huck some mustard.
Man. Anyway.
Sorry.
So moving forward, there was this dude that was at the cappuccino-ish bar area. And
is this a story that you were telling off air?
Yes.
My God.
So this dude, he looked familiar, and I was like, I know this guy, but it wasn't from the show he was on. It was because I met him at an event or signing at some point in time, and we were introduced briefly, and I knew the face. Turned out it was this dude from The Sopranos. Now, I've never watched The Sopranos. I might have watched maybe one or two episodes.
I'm with you on that.
I wouldn't have known the guy from the show.
I mean, I don't watch TV.
I figured it out. I figured it out. I was like, okay, let me hit this guy up and see if it's definitely him. So I sent him a message, and I was like, hey, I actually see that you're at Vincent's. Just wanted to let you know, hey, what's going on? And, nice to see you type of thing. And, it's been a while. So he looked for me. He saw the message. He looked for me, waved at me the whole nine yards. And I'm like, all right, what do you call it? That's fine. You know, it seems like, you know, everything's cool. I get up about 45 minutes later. You know what I mean? And the guy's still sitting there. I'm wondering, why are you still here? Like, you're not eating. You're just sitting there, like, staring at the people. Like, it was a little awkward, to be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, I decided as I went up to go and get changed. I had a bill I needed to get, you know, change of 100.
Yeah.
So I went up to the front, you know, for to get some change. And as I was walking by, I shook his hand. I was like, hey, how you been? You know, what do you call it? You know, I should get you on our show, the Grindhouse Radio. What do you call it? If you're interested, we'll set it up. He's like, wait, what? I said, the Grindhouse Radio, we do the show on iHeart. It's about 3.5-4 million listeners weekly worldwide, the whole nine yards. And I was like, you know, if you'd be interested, love to have you on the show. So he goes, well, you know, the good start would be if you buy my T-shirt.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I guess you're not coming on the show.
I tipped
the hell away. And I walked away. And this poor guy was like, huh? Like, who does that? You're going to pawn off your crap, you know, on one of the busiest nights of the year at an Italian restaurant. Seriously?
Yeah, dude doesn't sound like he has much going on if he's selling T-shirts at an Italian restaurant.
How dare you? How dare you? And you soiled the deliciousness of my meal at Vincent's. I'm very sad about that.
Oh, well,
no.
Okay.
No,
you were the
one. I loved
you were the one that hit him up, so it's kind
of
your fault.
Like,
but I was trying to be... No. But I was being nice. I was being professional.
Well, this is what you get for being nice to people, Brim.
God damn it, you're right.
Stop being nice.
Who's it her?
And with that said, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Ooh-wee.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim. Raw!
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%.
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Heroes.
We saved today.
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes.
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T. In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat. Pecant. Pecant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Pecant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Pecant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Pecant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PecantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
Keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock and Pokemon, Urien and Street Fighter, and the King and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. You're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again.
Minute Hell hath restored your magic. Let us celebrate.
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting Ye Old Shopping Centers or scrolling online at mainintail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
What?
All right, so what the hell?
I don't know.
I just said hello.
Okay, all right, so what do you call it? First of all, I got to tell you, like, I've been bothering Danielle for the last umpteenth amount of years that the two of us should be doing a podcast together.
Yeah.
And she refuses to do it with me. Refuses. I don't know why.
She also
now she's looking at me.
To speak into the microphone.
Yeah, I know. She's like looking at me.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Oh, that was better. Much better.
There we go. She's learning.
Much better. Oh, soon she's
going to be just like you, Brim, yelling into the microphone, and then I'm going to have to.
She does. She yells on a regular basis. She cracks herself up.
All the time.
You know, he does actually say that on the show
a lot.
She's
funny.
He does say that.
She is funny, and she cracks herself up, too, which is funnier. But the fact of the matter is that, what do you call it? You know, I keep saying, I was like, you and I should do a show together. But no, she never wants to do it. So I'm glad that you're here, honey.
That's true.
So anyway.
Also, if he says funny things on the show, it probably came from me.
Probably most likely.
So now I know where the jokes come from.
What the hell?
It's true.
No, that's not true.
Oh, please.
Can we have you on the show more?
Because, like, you can actually call out Brim on some of his BS.
Hold on a minute.
Be the BS in WBS. Like, this is great.
Hold on a minute. She gets credit every single episode for content. She sends me the content, and I utilize the content.
How many times has she got credit on every show?
She's on IMDb.
How many times do I say something and then you rip it and use it like it's your own?
Oh,
thing?
I sure should use that. I do. I'm not gonna front. I'm gonna confront. Every once in a while, I'll say it and I'll steal some stuff.
Do I have to censor that?
Some stuff.
Yeah.
I do. All right.
Yeah. Some stuff.
Not everything. I'll be quiet. You steal Jenna's stuff all the time.
No.
Yes.
I give her credit and I say, "Hey, Jen said this." Immediately in front of it.
You dumb. I'll take it as my own.
He doesn't. I know.
I'll wrap that shit up like a present. That's mine.
Got another one.
What? Well, you're here. I'm going to put you to work.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's got you there.
So hot dogs. Let's go back to hot dogs. Here's this question.
I love me a good wheat.
I put up. You are a jerk. God damn it. I got to wait. Nice. No, that's not the right
one. Yeah, boy. Yeah, Mike agrees with me. Let's go.
You're disgusting, you know.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Yeah. Eating mustard.
Ah!
There you go.
God damn it. All right. So, anyways, so I put this thing up on Instagram on my story, and I got a ridiculous amount of hits. And what do you call it? It was a pretty wide split. It was kind of like a 60-40 type of thing. 60% yes, 40% no. Now, the question was, and we're going to talk about it here, hot dogs, should they be considered sandwiches or not? Good question, right? Everybody's thinking, you can't even, that's like, thank God I'm still talking.
I'm going to say.
Oh my God. No, because you stumped me.
This is a hard one.
I've never heard that question asked before. It's like a sideways sandwich.
Thank you.
Like,
But it's still a sandwich.
But is it a sandwich?
I'm going to say sandwich.
Is it a sandwich, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a piece of bread that's actually two pieces because it opens.
No, it's one piece of bread.
Hold on a minute. How many times have you had a hot dog and the thing breaks?
Well, there's items wedged between two pieces of bread.
That's
because you're just not careful. Mine always stays one.
Okay, well.
Because I know how to handle my dog.
I have big hands, and I don't know how to handle my dogs.
Yeah, that's why.
I have a wife for that. Yeah, exactly.
So see, she knows. She doesn't ruin her buns.
Well.
Yeah, buns and ties.
All right, it's going real far here, okay?
Let's leave my buns out of
this. Yeah, no, leave my buns out of my woman's buns out of this.
Keep Brim's buns in play.
All right, I'm going to say sandwich, actually. If you're asking me seriously, I think I have to say it is a sandwich.
I would go with sandwich.
I would also go with sandwich.
What say you, babe?
I'd say it's a sandwich.
The sandwich. What about you, Steve?
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
I'm going to say Sammy.
You know two people who said it wasn't a sandwich?
Who?
Tom and Kim.
Oh, I knew it!
Tom and Kim? Yeah.
If only they were here to argue.
Those mustard
can't.
Heads.
But you're not.
Thank you. You caught it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Damn right I
can. I guess the nose didn't cut the mustard. That was a bad joke.
That was a bad one.
I had to do it. What do you call it? Eek. Anyway. So, no, but seriously.
Well, wait. I was going to say, we need to ask Laurel.
Oh, yeah, this is
She
true.
Would be the one that, like, would be able to answer
She'd
this.
Be the pro.
I think she said sandwich.
There you go.
But I gotta check that out.
The question is answered.
Well, I don't know. Anyway. So
no,
there's
no more on the
so
subject.
As long as everybody in here says sandwiches, it is as is my Instagram. So and Facebook, by the way, because Facebook is a different
grouping, animal.
Yeah, than the Instagram people. So anyway, so it is a sandwich. Now, since that sparked so many messages, I figured we should ask some other interesting questions. So away we go. Is cereal a soup?
No,
soup is hot.
No, that's not also not
that's
true.
That's not necessarily true.
Ooh, well, that'd be more, that would not count as gazpacho.
The reason cereal is not a soup is because, like,
here's the explanation. Come on. Here's
it's
the explanation.
Not, it's not a soup because you can have dry cereal.
You can have dry
you,
cereal.
You can just, if I just want to eat a bowl of Cheerios without any milk, that is still a bowl of cereal.
But Alex doesn't want to eat dry noodles.
No, he doesn't want dry noodles. He likes them hard.
He doesn't
know. I mean, no, he likes them wet.
And crunchy.
No, what?
He likes them wet and wiggling.
Wet.
Ew, you're gross. I don't want to think about that.
Like, you're the one that said it. I did not bring up anything sexual this time. This is not on me.
It's a made-up tale. It's a total fabrication. It never happened.
Anyway, so seriously, no, soup? I think cereal could be considered soup.
It's not.
Why?
Because you can have...
It's a wet substance with stuff in it.
It doesn't have to be wet.
Would borscht be considered a stew?
We
are not drawing the line between soups and stews. That is way too like weird of a line.
No,
not really. If it's a thick soup, then it's a stew.
Isn't it more watery?
I haven't really had borscht, so I wouldn't really know. Truly,
I saw it on Rugrats.
True, me too. But I have no idea. So if it's watery, then it would be considered a soup. If it's thick, it would be a stew. Never mind.
You can have dry cereal. I'm gonna say no. It's not a soup.
I don't know about that.
You can have dry cereal.
You can have dry cereal.
If a fish is in water, is it wet?
But technically,
yes.
You can have freeze-dried soup too. Get freeze-dried chicken soup. Yep.
No, you. How are you going to eat that?
Where are you?
What do you think
that?
They have in space? Right?
Are you buying
this
on Amazon?
They add hot water.
I can.
I
can and I shall.
They literally put hot water in a sack and they suck it out.
They add water
with
to
a
it.
Tube.
Okay. Well, I'll give you that. Cereal is not a soup. Okay. So it's unanimous. Cereal is not a soup.
Yes.
No, it's not.
I had to be, give a little bit of a discussion.
Bull.
What do you mean?
Bull soup.
All right, go back to. We discussed the hot dog.
Yeah, we did.
But, discussed the soup.
But is a burrito a sandwich?
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Okay. Are you sure about that?
Tortilla.
Yes.
Tortilla is a wrap.
Now, did you know this question was actually the subject of a lawsuit? So what do you call it?
This
was a subject of a lawsuit.
I have a very similar lawsuit, okay. But go ahead.
So now the lawsuit was, I believe, from a mall, like a food court.
Yeah.
So there was a place that had exclusivity on sandwiches. However, they let a burrito place open up, and the place that had the sandwiches was pissed off, saying that burrito is considered a sandwich.
No, it's not.
It is food wrapped in between a bread type substance.
No, it's a wrap. Wraps and sandwiches are different.
Wrap is bread.
Does the sandwich shop offer wraps?
Is the quesadilla a
probably.
Sandwich then?
Then in that case, then that was an infringement upon their sales.
No.
Quesadilla is
two
pieces.
What? It's not bread.
Burrito is a wrap.
A burrito is a wrap, not
a
sandwich.
But it's a wrap a sandwich.
No. A wrap is a wrap.
A burrito is a wrap.
Well, so what makes a wrap different than the sandwich?
Okay, a sandwich is between
two bread.
What do you do with a tortilla?
What do you mean? You can fold it.
I eat it.
Yeah.
Yes, no, my wife.
But can you make that a two-piece or a hot dog-like wrap? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, listen. Listen, if you took two tortillas... And you put them on top of each other like this,
then it's a
like a crunch, like a crunch wrap at Taco Bell.
Okay.
That's a sandwich.
Okay,
but
so a quesadilla is a sandwich.
No, if you roll it, it's
Hold
a
on.
Wrap.
Okay, I'm not arguing with you here.
Actually,
I'm kind of with you. I have to.
Quesadilla would be a sandwich because it is two pieces.
I just
but
said a quesadilla would be a sandwich.
No, you didn't say it wouldn't. You said it wouldn't.
No, I said it would be.
Okay, I thought you said it wouldn't.
No, it would be.
I rescind.
So anyway, regardless, I don't care what it is. I'm happy.
Similar lawsuit. So did you guys know that for a while, to avoid a tax, the chip tax in Britain, Pringles were advertising or saying that their chips were they were saying they were cakes.
Oh!
Because they're made of mostly flour.
Are you serious?
So for a long time, they got around the chip tax by saying this is a cake. Because it's technically mostly not potato.
That is the
worst
cake ever.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true.
No.
Yes, they were claiming, I swear to God,
you know,
I can
Pringles
bring this up.
Pringles aren't baked, right? They're injected into a mold and then cooked,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like flour. It's
Pringles,
mostly flour.
Just cancel Pringles.
I think that's the funniest thing, though. Could you imagine? It's like, it's clearly a chip, and they're just like, nah, this is a cake.
Why? It's mostly flour.
Well, yeah, but...
They got away with it for like 5 years.
Oh, that's 5 years, that's though. That's a long time. I love
somebody's
that.
An that's obvious impressive. Moron. It's very impressive. The, how?
No,
how?
Somebody's legal department had a nice little hula hoop, and they went, hey, guess what?
So the UK ended up suing the Pringles company and being like, nah, you can't do this. This is totally a chip. And yeah, obviously they won.
No, it's just a very thin cake.
I laugh at that.
It's just a very thin cake.
And with that, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with
Mustard Skin.
Hey guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman! Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiger, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Brim, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You don't mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Yo, what up, people? What up, what up?
Ooh, oh, my God. You're just so excited to be in front of the microphone, aren't
you? Yeah, kind
of. You're super psyched.
It's been a long time.
It's been a bit. It's been a bit.
What do you think of the new flags? The new flags?
I think they're awesome, especially with canceling out your sound.
No, screw you. God damn it, Alex. I thought I missed you for a hot minute, but now you just had to make it. Like,
I mean, you did.
But
for
here's
a hot
the thing. You still do miss me.
This is true. This is true.
Sometimes I put out good content. Sometimes I'm just an idiot, in which case it's also still good content.
This is true.
Alex,
this
with you and me in the same room, we're two halves of a whole idiot, so let's just play with that.
Yay!
Oh, I have a whole village with my
Zambo.
Idiots. It's amazing.
See, I went out with Zambo on Valentine's Day.
No, you're my queen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my queen. Anyway, so, all right. I have another question.
The queen.
I got a good question.
A good all question?
Right. Oh, really?
It's a Brim's question.
At the time of your death, you're given a choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fade away into non-existence or live forever as a ghost, able to see and hear the living but not interact with them. What do you choose? Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. All right, so I'm gonna be the first one. So I have a question before this question. You say that I can't interact. Is that now, or is that literally until the end of time? Like, even there's no way I could figure out how to interact with them.
Well, you know, at the end of the day,
there may be advancements in ghost technology.
There might be an opportunity at some point, but you never know.
So then, you know what? I'm going to hope and wish for that opportunity that I will be able one day in the future to be able to interact with the living. So I'm gonna be the ghost.
There's gold in them nar hills.
I'm gonna go for it.
I'm gonna go for the ghost.
Go
hey,
for it.
I mean, he could end up being a poltergeist if he figures it out.
This is true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have a list of people that I would want to terrorize.
Okay.
Oh hell yeah, you would.
Yeah, but you can't speak to them.
Well, no, not right now. But if I figure it out, man, those are the first people I'm going at. Jimmy, I'm looking at you.
But what if you figure it out after it's already there? Already
after
gone.
They die?
Yeah.
Well,
but then you could drive them crazy if they take the same choice that you.
Right.
Took.
That's what I'm saying.
Aha.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, babe. What about you?
Let them die.
What about you?
I don't know. I guess I could stick around. I'm nosy as hell.
I know. My wife is like the nosiest bitch ever.
Gonna be like, what drama is here?
She is in everybody's.
Like, what's happening in this house today?
You could go watch the Real Housewives like literally unfold right in the room. You could be in there.
People's conversations.
She is the nosiest. She is up in everybody's business. Do you realize that? She sits. She will look, and she's in like 50 Facebook groups, like old woman as she is, and she's in there. And no, I'm just kidding. What do you call? And she's in there, and she will look at every single one of these things, and she's all like, oh no, girl, this person should not be putting this in this group. And then she reports him and she's like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm like, what? Are you serious?
Don't give up.
So okay, so you're gonna stick around and you're gonna watch everybody.
Yeah, like I don't have to interact with them. I can just watch them. It's like watching TV. That's like Netflix forever.
And you like that better. Yeah, true.
It'd be cool to see check out Area 51.
I know you. It's true. You could see
you
Area
could?
51. All right, Zambezi, what do you got?
Ooh.
I guess that means you're doing the ghost thing.
So you're going to do the ghost thing?
Yeah, I'm going to do the ghost thing.
All right, what about you, Brim? You didn't answer your own question.
I'm going to do the ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I'm gonna go,
what are you going to do?
I'm going to go ghosty.
Yeah, but no one can hear you.
What's like your thing? Why do you want
to
do
it? I can hear myself. I'm going to talk to myself.
Oh, please. You get so bored of that. You want people to listen to you.
Yeah, Okay. Actually, you're right. It would drive Brim crazy.
Right?
Nobody could hear him. He could be yelling as loud as he wanted, and like everyone would just ignore him. It would drive him nuts.
No one even remembers me. What kind of crap is this?
How dare you? I thought you loved me.
I do, but tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
You gotta follow around people, make sure they're not talking smack.
I told her. Right? Listen, and you guys, you need to make sure that this happens. I want a mausoleum with, what do you call it, an above ground.
A mausoleum?
I need to be above ground. That's how it's called.
A mausoleum.
A mausoleum.
No, a mausoleum would shut him up forever, which is perfect. Mausoleum. Boom, boom.
You're an asshole, and I'm going to give you that one.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Christ.
It was well played.
Sorry.
It was well played.
You're
so
welcome.
It was well played.
Hey, man. Sashay. Playing off of you.
Away. Thank you. Anyway, so I want one of those, and I want all brimstone crap in there, and yeah.
Oh, we'll just
and my family
it.
Stuff. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So all this stuff, you know, whatever brimstone stuff, you just heave it in there.
And but beforehand, I want to record like at least a couple of hours worth of VO, so that when people walk in, it's always something different, and I'm like effing with the people.
That's amazing.
And I'm effing with the people.
Did you guys hear that?
And I need to have Wi-Fi so people come more often.
Did you hear that? Dead Irishman's final wishes.
No.
As they were lowering him into the coffin, they played a recording
of
him going,
"Yeah.
Let me out.
I saw that.
Get me out of here."
That
and everyone's
was,
laughing
yeah, was
while
awful.
They're crying.
That's
but like
awful.
That'd be one of the things where it would just be like, "Hey, it's Brim. Let me out.
That's
so morbid."
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
pretty
that is pretty funny though. Like if I walked and I just heard Brim saying "Let me out," I'm so stupid
like,
that I would half tempted to almost do it.
That would be awesome. Release me, please. Free me. I would appreciate that. Can you put like an effect on my voice? Free me.
Oh, absolutely. I could totally
awesome.
Do that.
Just like,
that's
is it March 20th yet? just a random date.
March 20th?
Like, just for the hell of it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Just like a random date.
Oh, yeah.
No one will know.
I'm a little stiff.
Oh, my God.
I'm a stiff. Can you loosen me up?
Anyway, all right. No, what do you call it? I would pick. Talking about old people. I don't know if you heard about
it's
this.
It's not nice to call yourself old, Brim.
I'm not that old. I'm only 45, okay?
Whatever, yeah, Mr.
No, no. Whoosh, the people I'm talking about are really old. This is true.
And you are literally a spokesperson for the AARP.
I'm just going to let that one fly, oh too. My God. You're on it tonight.
Man,
tonight.
I wish I had a sound of fire. Oh, my God.
How about that?
I remember that one. You're on fire tonight. You are. I'm going to give you credit.
All right.
I'm going to give you credit where credit is due. I
deserve it.
Do they think? I will.
Kelso burn button.
Yeah, I don't
know. Ha ha, burn!
Is that how that goes? I don't know.
Okay.
Why is he so loud?
I don't know. Why am I so loud?
I don't know.
He's eating his microphone.
He is. So anyway, a 79-year-old woman was killed while walking across the street by another 79-year-old woman.
Was she playing Frogger?
Who does?
Damn! Oh my God!
Yeah, he's on it tonight.
He's on it.
But it's, what a coincidence is that? 79-year-old woman kills another 79-year-old woman.
Did
I don't know.
They knew each other.
That's what I'm thinking.
Dyslexia?
Yeah, because all 79-year-old women know each other, right? That's how it works, right?
I mean, like, it could have been her, you know, former.
I mean, he knows everybody at the Knights of Columbus. So.
Yeah, oh man, I heard that Karen was talking about me. It's so in class. I'm gonna run her down.
That Karen.
This is for making fun of them.
I'm gonna show her who can't knit.
Okay, boomer. I'm gonna get
you. Okay, boomer.
I'm going to show you who's head of the goddamn book club.
Oh, man.
This is for taking my bingo card last week.
What do you think is the, should there be an age where you lose your license?
Yeah, when you can't see anymore.
Here's my opinion.
Why do you think about this?
I don't know.
Out of all honesty.
I think
you're going to be mad driving, if they tell you.
Yeah, here's the thing. But I have a hot young wife, so she can drive me around.
Then that's acceptable.
And I have three
driving
kids.
Driving is not a privilege. I'm sorry, driving is not a right. Driving is not a right. It is a privilege given by the government. If you are too old and you cannot see, you should not be allowed to drive. You, at the age of 55,
test for that, right? A vision.
Everybody freaking passes it. It's stupid.
No, I mean like when you get old, I think, like once you hit
a
certain age.
Basically, from the age of 55 onward, every single year, you should have to go through a smaller, more condensed version of the driving test. If you fail one-third of it, you're done.
I mean, the driver's course only takes like 10 minutes. Realistically, everybody could do it once a year after the age of like 55.
But here's the thing,
though.
If you are unable to complete it, though, you no longer have the ability to drive.
No, it's a safety thing, though.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah.
That's my job.
Fine. I'll move it up to the retirement age. Retirement, quote unquote, 65. How about that?
No, I actually agree with you because there are some 55-year-olds that should not be driving.
Oh, I know.
There are some 20-year-olds that shouldn't be driving.
Oh, we know.
You know?
Agreed.
We know. Tom, especially.
That's funny. Okay, so we're getting towards the end of the show.
I thought he was going to call you.
I thought he was going to call me out, too.
I was going to call you out.
Since we're on the old people thing, a resident at a Japanese nursing home actually just took the world record as the oldest living man at age 112 years old and 344 days.
Wow.
How ridiculous is that?
Good for him.
I know his secret.
The guy's name is Chitetsu Watanabe. I know I butchered it.
Watanabe.
He took the title following the death of Masazo Nonaka, who died January 20th at 112 years and 226 days. Hmm. Now, that's nothing. The oldest man on record prior was Hiroman Kumura, who passed in 2013 at 116 years old and 54 days.
Yep.
Why?
Ridiculous. Now, this is what really gets my goat.
They're all Japanese.
Because there are some people. Yeah, that's what it is. They eat all that sushi shit and all that crap.
Well,
I'm going to eat more sushi with my wife.
Wait, what is it?
What?
You said it's sushi that does that?
I mean, it's sushi, rice, sake, and, sex.
Yeah. Ooh, I could live
dude,
like that.
Old people.
All right, babe, we're changing
dude,
our.
Old people, not saying you in this argument.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying old people are literally some of the dirtiest mother effers.
Well, duh.
Ever.
Yeah, this I know
true.
That.
Especially if they're in a retirement home. Dude, that is one of the highest concentrated places for STDs ever.
Ew! Ew!
Look it up. It's the biggest statistic. Most retirement homes, and I'm talking about 95% of them, have the highest rate of STD and STI infections ever
recorded. You make me vomit.
You gross. You gross. It's true. All right. So last thing, what do you call it? The oldest woman died in 97. She was 122 years old.
Good for her.
I want to be that
age. You know why, though?
You never will, though.
She was never married to a
man,
so therefore you'd be out.
Oh, God. Anyway, well, listen, that's the end of the show. Thanks so much for tuning into Within Brimskin. I want to thank my lovely wife for joining us today. I love you, baby. Thank you so much for coming. And again, Mr. DePonte himself joining us.
This was the worst decision I ever made to come back.
Oh, you lie. And as always, Zambo.
Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in. Please make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. We'll be hanging again with you next week.